Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells in Daf Tezayin Rosh Hashanah, a famous Mishnah, perhaps the most famous Mishnah in all Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that Barba Prakim Ha'olam Nidon, the four times a year that we get judged, B'Pesach Al Tfuah, B'Atzeres Al Peres Ha'ilon, Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bay Olam, Ovrin Lefnei Kivnei Marum, that each time of the year there's a different aspect of life that gets judged, whether it be for the water on Sukkot, and the Tfuah on Pesach, and fruit of Atzeres, and then of course individually, on Rosh Hashanah. So this is an interesting mission. The Gemara goes on to discuss how we know all of this. But as you saw, this impacts interesting halachas that happen quite often. So the Gemara in Brachas, which also you saw, discusses Smucha Gula Tefillah, that there's a concept that a person has to say Gal Yisrael right into Shemona Esrei to be Samech Gula Tefillah, both the Arvis and B'Shachris. Certainly Shachris is required. But Arvis is also is an added element, the Gemara says, that a person who's zocha to Somech Gula L'Tfila, he's zocha to, he's a Ben Olam Haba, which itself is pretty interesting. Why such a person is zocha to Ben Olam Haba? So there's actually a Ritva. Ritva who wants to know, why is, just because I say Gal Yisrael and I go right into Shemona Esrei, that's going to lead to Ben Olam Haba. So he says, Yesh Lishol, this is the Ritva in Brachos there. He says, there's room to ask, it's such a big thing. If I were to make a list of things that are going to be zochet to Olam Haba, I wouldn't put Smucha Gula Tefillah on the top of that list. So it's a very, very strange thing. So he explains, he quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah the following. Hatam mishum kishemaskir gulas mitzrayim umispal miyad. This is a good segue into Hilchos Chanukah, that when a person mentions the gulas mitzrayim, which is the end of the bracha of Gal Yisrael, and Mispal Miyad, then he davens immediately, that Mara Atzmo, he shows Shebotech B'Shem. B'Shem, he trusts in Hashem. It's an element, it's a reflection of his bitachon. Shebetfila hu mevakesh shetrachav. So now that he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had redeemed Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael from Mitzrayim many, many years ago, and then we go into that to start davening for our own needs, umi she'ena botech, a person who doesn't trust and doesn't believe in the whole story of Mitzrayim, eina mevakesh v'mena klum, won't ask for anything. V'chei Nira, he says, so do we find this in Parshas Bo, when it says, Omer Sham Ke Yisrael Kishiro HaNisim V'Niflaos, when they saw all the miracles, She Ose Bore Imahim, that Hashem did for us, Ra'u Shayu Mishan HaTeva, that Hashem changed the Teva of the world to bring us out of Mitzrayim. B'tchu Bo, we trusted in Hashem, V'al Zeh Nemar, that's what it says, V'yar Yisrael Sayar HaGdola, V'yir HaMetz Hashem, V'yamin B'Hashem, they trusted in Hashem. So since they mention, when a person mentions Hagula, he trusts that Hashem took our great-grandfather's Adam Mitzrayim, he saved us, and we daven right away. That's an element of bitachon. He goes on further, he says, Habitachon hu ikar ha-hoda vayira ve'emuna. This is not how we see the Ritva speak in general, by the way. It should be a safer bitachon of some sort. It's a hashkafa safer. The Ritva doesn't speak of such language. That doesn't mean he didn't think that way. It's just the Gemara oftentimes doesn't give the opportunities to discuss these topics. But he says the bitachon is the ikar hoda. It's the ikar way to show a person's thanks and recognition of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, since a person has such bitachon, that's why he's zocheh l'chayil maba. That's what he writes. That's the explanation. So this is a very, very big thing. It's just an expression of bitachon. So that's why a person samech gula l'tfila. So now this concept, Rashi tells us, what's the source? What's the basis of being samech gula l'tfila? So the Rashi writes there that it's based on the psukim in Tilim, that in Perek Yutes and Perek Chaf, the two different prakim, have the following psukim. He says, it says, Hashem tsuri v'goali, Hashem's our tsur, Hashem's our rock, Hashem's our source, and he redeemed us. And then it says, Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara, that Hashem answered us on the day of tzara. B'yom tzara. So therefore we see that Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara, he's going to answer us, he will answer us, he will save us. So there's a concept of somech gula l'tfila, we should daven b'yom tzara. Hashem will answer our tefillas b'yom tzara. Just to appreciate this idea a little bit, I think just to add a little bit to the yom tzara, there's a machlokis in the Rishonim. Anyone know the machlokis Rishonim about the chi of tefila? Whether it's a chiv deraisa to daven every day, what's the machlokas? Sammy got it, just walked in. Sam's on the ball. Ram Ramban, right. Ramam, what does the Ramam hold? Hey, that's the Ramban. Ramban says Esara, and the Rambam says, once a day, exactly. So once a day, there's a chiv to daven, according to the Ramam. You could fulfill that through Shacharis or Marv or Mincha, or perhaps not even any of them, perhaps just some form of tefillah. Women rely on this, actually. Women who are oftentimes are busy with the children, so they can't always get in a full day of a full tefillin. So if they say even like a brachos, that could be their tefillah of the day. It doesn't have to be a whole long Shemona Esrei. And they fulfill the obligation of tefillah deraisa according to the Rambam. Ramban argues in the Rambam, and he says, no, only beis tzara, when you're in great need. What's a time of great need? It could be Shas Mochama, it could be during a Shas Magefa, it could be a person needs whatever, health, a person needs some need, beis tzara, but every single day you don't need to daven. It's only when moments come up, when there's a great need that arises, that's when there's a chiyuv deraisa according to the Ramban. So the Rav Soloveitchik had a famous explanation. I remember I learned this once many, many years ago in NCSY. Rav Sobolovsky gave a shir. It's got to go back 20-something years ago. So he said that the answer is, the explanation, there's no real machlokas. The Rambam also holds that the definition of tefillah is be'ez tzara, when you're in great need. But every single day is an e'ez tzara. Yeah, there are ups and downs. There are times when there's more e'ez tzara and the times when there's less e'ez tzara. But every single day, you know, we're at the mercy of Hashem. So life seems good, but you know, Hashem could just change things in a moment. So we always need it. We need health. We need parnasa. We need simcha. We need whatever you want to put on the list. We need all of it. It's always considered ace tzara. So the machlokas isn't that wide. It's what's called an ace tzara. But ace tzara is definitely what's mechayev of a person to daven. So this, I think, adds a little bit. We appreciate a little bit more about this this Rashi that Hashem tzri v'gali, that idea of Hashem being the goel is close to Yan Hashem yom tzara. The answering the tefillah every day is a yom tzara. Every day is a tzara, certainly for the Ramban. And for the Rambam also, every day could be, rather certainly for the Rambam, and the Ramban also, maybe he'll hold every single day there's a moment of an a tzara. But a tzara is b'yom tzara, and that's what we're going to get answered. Now, it comes out really interestingly, though, according to what we're going to see, that the day of Shabbos is not an a tzara. Just in terms of Hilchos Tzvila, the difficulty in the Rav Soloveitchik's explanation is, would he say that on Shabbos, in Shabbos, which is not a yom tzara, maybe there would not be a kim deraisa of tefillah. In other words, for the Rambam, why is there a chiyuv to daven every single day? Because every single day is an eis tzara. That's how Rav Soloveitchik explained it. But Shabbos, we're going to see Shabbos is not an eis tzara. It's not a biyom tzara. You can't. So would that mean there's no chiyuv tefillah on the day of Shabbos? What would you guys say?
According to the Ramban, you said. That's
right, so even Rambam says every single day you have to daven.
Right.
The Soloveitchik explained because every day is actually also an eis tzara.
Right.
We're about to see, I'm just getting ahead, but I'm sure you all saw this, that Shabbos is not a yom tzara.
Right.
So if Shabbos isn't a yom tzara, it's not an eis tzara, that means there shouldn't be a chiyuv tefillah, according to the Rambam, on Shabbos.
What about Sheva? No Sheva?
What do you mean?
It's not a Sheva?
No, there's an element of Sheva. No, there's Sheva. Right. No. There's part of a Seder, how you have to daven. You have to have a Shevach, and you have to have Bakashos, and you have to have Hodah. That's certainly the structure that has to be in place. But what's Mechayiv, a person to daven, is that there's a moment of Tzara. And according to the Rav Soloveitchik's understanding of the Rambam, every day is an Eis Tzara. Now, it may not be as much as when you're going through greater crisis in life, but every day, even a good day, could be an Eis Tzara. But I'm saying on Shabbos, can't be a Yom Tzara. So there shouldn't be a Chiyuv Deraisa of davening on Shabbos, according to the Rav Soloveitchik's understanding.
Yom Tzara means
right. So what does Yom Tzara mean? So maybe we can be Mechayev between Yom Tzara and Eis Tzara. Maybe. Meaning, I think you could still say that every day, even Shabbos, is an Eis Tzara. We still need health. We still need Parnassa. We still need whatever we need on Shabbos. We just can't call it a Yom Tzara. We can't treat the day as a Yom Tzara, but we still need it. We can't ask for Bakashos on Shabbos because of certain technicalities, but it doesn't mean it's not a Yom Tzara. So I think we'll be able to, at the end, come back to explain maybe a little bit why, even though, as I think Penny's pointing out, even though it's not a Yom Tzara, it could still be an Eis Tzara. The difference between a Yom Tzara and an Eis Tzara, I think. But we'll hopefully at the end, we'll put this all together. Either way, what we see here is that the idea of Somech Gula L'Tfila is because every single day is a Yom Tzara, which Mashiach could come, the Gula could come, Hashem's going to answer our Tfila. So now, based on this logic, the Hagos HaShri and the Or Zeruah, one of the Rishonim of the from Ashkenaz, and the Hagos HaShri is a commentary on the Rush. He oftentimes quotes from the Or Zeruah. So just, I guess, a little bit of clarity, that they're different. Sometimes we group the Rishonim in different, where they come from. There's, Ashkenaz, which is Germany, the Germany Svarim, the Germany Rishonim, the Rush, and the Or Zeruah, and the Mordechai, and then the those of a Tsarfat, a French, and then there's Sfard, there's a Spain, different groups. So the Ashkenaz was the Rush and the Orzarua and the Mordechai. So oftentimes Hagos HaShri will add other Ashkenaz Rishonim on the Rush. So that's why he'll oftentimes quote the Orzarua and the Mordechai. They come from the same area. So the Rush, Hagos HaShri quotes that Shabbos, you don't have to be Somech Gula Letfila, because it says Yanch Hashem B'Yom Tzara, and Shabbos is not a Yom Tzara. We can't call Shabbos a Yom Tzara. We can't daven. We don't ask bakashos on Shabbos. We daven on Shabbos, but there are no bakashos on Shabbos. It's not a Yom Tzara. And if it's not a Yom Tzara, there's no requirement to be Somech Gula Latvila. So what are the nafkminas? You saw one of the nafkminas already. What are the nafkminas about Shabbos not being a Somech Gula Latvila? So Nachayv, so at that point, right, maybe Nachayv and Tefillah, we'll get to that, very good. What else that I didn't mention yet? The Be'er Halacha at the end, anyone saw the Be'er Halacha? Exactly, Hefsek in between. So we know the din is, if a person comes late on a regular Marv, a regular nighttime during the week, a Thursday night Marv, and they're up to Shemoneh Esrei, the din is you should daven Shemoneh Esrei with a minyan, and then say Brachos and Shema afterwards. It's strange, I've done this before, it's a strange thing to do, but that's the Halacha, and because it's more important to daven B'tzibur than it is to be Somech Gula Tefillah at Marv. And the Shachar, if one were to come late, you can't go out of order, and you have to be Somech Gula Tefillah, you have to say Birchas Kriya Shema Shema, and so on, and Shemoneh Esrei, even if you're going to miss Minyan. But Marv, it's not the case. Now, I should point out, for the Rizal is very many Makbid, based on the Seder Tefillah. You can't just play around with the Seder Tefillah, it's not so pasha to do that. Even when it comes, even if you could, let's say, skip some of the Pesukah, the Zimra, to catch up, it's not so pasha to skip things in out of order. But according to the basic halacha, one would switch the order around Marav time, because you don't have to be Somech Gula Tefillah as much as when during Shachar. So what happens if you come late Shabbos morning? You come late Shabbos morning, and they're up to Shemoneh Esrei. So the Rav Yeager toys with the possibility, maybe you should daven Shemoneh Esrei first, and then Shema afterwards, because Somech Gula Tefillah is not really necessary on Shabbos. Now, any other nafkaminas? It wasn't in the Marav Komos, but there is another nafkamina, I think, about Shabbos not being Somech Gula Tefillah, the need to be Somech Gula Tefillah on Shabbos morning.
On Shabbos morning? I don't know, I thought, there's the whole Indian of the Shomer they talk about by Marav, by Friday night. The Quran doesn't say it, Tani doesn't say it,
yeah.
Would it be an issue if this was talking?
Right, so that would be double, because that's Shabbos and also Marav.
Right.
So right, Marav, Yaakov's pointing out, Marav, the Gemara itself talks about how could you say, if there's an Indian of Somech Gula Tefillah at nighttime, how do you say Hashkivenu? Let's say in a regular Marv, forgetting Vishama right now. How do you say Hashkivenu? Which right, Gula Arichta. They have that extended part of the Gula. So now Friday night, how do you say Vishamru or El Modei or whatever Tikkun B'Chodesh? How can you add these things? Isn't that being mafsik in between? So I get to see a lot of things that you guys don't get to see up front in the shul. Rav Weinberger does not say Vishamru. He does not. And if he davened for the Amud, he would. He doesn't say Baruch Hashem. He doesn't say the long paragraph either. He stays quiet. Now, you may not notice this, but he doesn't, because the minhag of the Baal Tanya, and also the minhag of Gura in Eretz Yisrael, they don't say Vishamru, because they felt there's no source in the Torah, in the Chazal for that. The Gemara doesn't talk about it, and that's being mafsik. They're makbid ami somek gula
tefila. I heard if they agreed about something. All
right. The truth is, they agree a lot more than we think. They have a lot of, they came from the same place, but came out in different ways. But either way, he's not somek gula tefila. Rather, he doesn't mention Vishamru, because it's mafsik. So that's how would we say it? Either we're going to say it because Marav, you don't have to be Somech Gula Tefillah as much, and Shabbos as well, based on this Hagos HaShri, it's a B'yom Tzara, there's no Inyan. So I think that's the point I wanted to mention of being Mafsik. Can be Mafsik between the Gula and the Tefillah. So Marav, we seem to be Mafsik on a regular Friday night. We're Mafsik on Shabbos. What about Shabbos morning? Can you be Mafsik? So I'll tell you, Nafkamina has one someplace, it goes back probably 15 years ago, someplace for an Ufruf, and there was a certain Rav there. And it was a Rosh Chodesh, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. It must have been probably, probably Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It was sometime in President's Weekend, so I'm guessing around Shvat or so. So he announced, right before we said Shemoneh Esrei, Shabbos morning, he announced Yalav Yavo in Shacharis. We don't do that in Shacharis. We never announce Yalav Yavo. And it's a hefsek, right? So afterwards I asked him, and in a nice way, and he said, because there's a person there who wasn't from, he said he would not know to say it. He wouldn't know what the klap and the bima would be. He was a guy who was an Israeli there. He knew to read. He davened if he was told to, but he wasn't from at all. So he said it out loud so the guy would know. So I thought it was a little strange. I thought maybe he was trying to, you know, justify why he did that, but maybe he knows halacha. But after I learned later on, I said maybe it wasn't so bad on a Shabbos morning. On a Sunday morning to do such a thing, we would never find a guy. No one says Yalav Yavo out loud. But maybe Shabbos morning, where there's no concept of being somek gulu l'tfila, that you can be mafsik. And especially if it's a tzarech that a person wouldn't understand, maybe that would be allowed based on this bare halacha of Rabbi Kiv Eger, that you could switch the order, and based on this hagos eshri. So the idea of being mafsik, I think, would be another nafkamina.
If being mafsik with tzarech, maybe it's not really considered a hafsaka.
Right. It could be. I don't remember seeing that, but again, I have to relearn these sugyas about being mafsik. But it sounds like we're very, very makbid on this concept of the somek gulu tefila mamish, like the same. We don't answer amen. You know, Gal Yisrael should be mamish the same time, or he should be quiet and he shouldn't say it out loud. You know, that whole discussion, what he should be doing in the chazan, we seem we're very, very makbid on these things. But they don't say, oh, but if it's letzorech, so then you should answer this. I don't recall seeing this, but maybe I'm wrong. But that could be another response. Maybe if it's a good need, if the guy says Yalav Yavo, maybe that would be even during the weekday. Maybe, but I'm not convinced. I guess we'll have to look into it a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's similar to being mafsik something. So mafsik when there's a king comes.
It could be a real tzorech as opposed to like
Galavia. Yeah, exactly, right. That could be a real tzorech and a person's life could be at stake. Yeah. So if a person's life at stakes, and then certainly you should be mafsik, so you shouldn't kill a person. But if it's just about lack of kavod, that would also be a similar area to come up. Very good.
When we say it's the Yom Tzara, are we on a weekday? Because it's the Yom Tzara, are we asking for a geula? And that's therefore the reason why there's a...
Yeah, I think you're making a good point. You know, Gemara calls it Rashi calls it Biyom Tzara based on that pasuk. But what makes it a Yom Tzara if it's because Mashiach is going to come and we're in great need of Mashiach? So then, right, the Gemara in Erevin says that Mashiach will not come on Shabbos. In which case, it's just not even Shaykh to speak about the Mashiach coming to daven for him. It could be that, but it's also that we daven for Mashiach to come, even though he's not going to come today. But if we daven, it could still bring him the next day, let's say. So I don't know if that alone would be, you know, we don't expect tefillahs to happen, to be answered that moment. Right. They can, but it doesn't have to be that way. But I think it's a good angle to look at anyways. So then this gets into the conversation, which is why we brought this sugi up, with respect to davening on Yantif. Davening smicha gula tefillah on Yantif. I didn't mention also the Beis Yosef, who argues on the Hagos HaShri. He felt that no, Shabbos is considered B'Yom Tzara, because he says that Shabbos is B'Makom Tfilas Chol. It's in the place of a weekday. But what's the reason why we don't daven a full Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos? Right, that's one shot. The Yushalmi says that really we should daven a full Shemoneh Esrei, even on Shabbos. It's just long. It's very long. The Zimmer's longer. There's laning. There's a drasha. We want to go home and eat. So it's just too long. So they made it a little bit shorter. But really, it's shayach to daven all 19 brachas from Esrei. That's one shot. And that one's bakashas. We don't ask bakashas. So a lot of stiras. We have places where we do actually ask bakashas. I'm not going through it. But if you look at Piskei Tshuvos on Reish Pei Zayin in Shulchan Aruch, he talks about some of these stiras where sometimes we say you don't ask bakashas on Shabbos. Sometimes we do ask bakashas on Shabbos. He tries to reconcile between the different places. But it all boils down to this Yushalmi, whether or not it's really shaykh to say Ol Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos. We just don't because it's too long. Or no, we're not allowed to ask bakashas. And there are only some exceptions from time to time. But again, the Beis Yosef thought that Shabbos is called a Yom Tzara, and it is shaykh to be Somech Gula Tfila, even on Shabbos. So according to the Beis Yosef, you cannot have davening out of order. You cannot say Shema after Shemoneh Esrei. You have to be makbid to say Dafka before Shemoneh Esrei, even on Shabbos morning. So that's, yeah.
Sorry, I think there's also a practical reason to do it so that it's consistent. Start doing on Shabbos and changing it, then during the week you may, you know, like on a running level, not to change it, you know, to say on Shabbos, or Shabbos you can.
Right.
So
we don't see that come up. I don't think that if a person's going to, you know, be mafsik on Shabbos, he'll be mafsik on Chol. You know, Shabbos and Chol is different in so many levels in terms of tefillah, in terms of so many different things. We know that there's a difference between the day. I'll give you an interesting example. There's a Mishnah in Baba Kama that talks about a shur muad. A shur muad, a shur who gores three times, and then if he's comfortable goring, so then we don't trust him anymore. He's a shur muad, and any damage, you know, when he gores the first three offenses, he pays only half. But once he does three times, already he's accustomed to damaging shur muad, he pays a full damage. The owner pays full damage. Does anyone know what the Mishnah says about the shur muad who damages during the week, and then Shabbos comes, or let's say he damages only on Shabbos, and then he has every Shabbos he damages, but not during the week? So the Mishnah talks about, because the shur knows when it's Shabbos. How does the shur know when it's Shabbos? How does he know it? It doesn't make any sense. Like the Gemara in the Daf Yomi, the Chulda, everyone knows the Chulda is a Neviyah. The Chulda is a Navi that knew which is the day, the 13th or the 14th. Right? The Gemara says that the Chulda knows on the 13th there's plenty of Chametz around, so it doesn't need to save Chametz. But on the 14th, he knows everyone burns the Chametz. He needs to start hiding the Chametz. Neviyah Chulda, he? The Neviyah, the Chulda knows when they're going to, the 14th, it knows the calendar, they're hiding Chametz? So of course not. So the Gemara says, but a shur knows when it's Shabbos. How does a shur know when it's Shabbos? Because the way we dress, the shur knows that something's different about Shabbos. He recognizes it's Shabbos. I remember growing up, so we got a dog in my house growing up. My brother was like in 7th, 8th grade, my younger brother. I was out of the house. I was the one between. We had a big gap between me and my brother, and my older siblings were out of the house, so he's by himself. So naturally what happens, the youngest get a dog. So we got a dog. I'm not into dogs at all, but we had a dog. I was in 12th grade, and he was in whatever grade, and I had to take care of the dog with him. So this dog, knew when it was Shabbos. Like, when we got to wash, the dog got all excited because it was getting challah. We gave the challah. Mamish, like, we'd go crazy because we gave the challah. So they know it's Shabbos. They have a certain routine. They, even though they're not necessarily smart, they have no seichel like a human, but they're able to understand the surroundings. So certainly if an animal is able to recognize that, we are also able to recognize it. So just because on Shabbos we may not have to be some hulu tvila, but during the week, we would. It wouldn't necessarily translate over these different dinim, I don't think. Okay, yeah.
It seems like from the Beis Yosef, and it's a good point, meaning Rashi is the one who brings in this inyan of the smicha sapsukim, and he says Ramza David, but really the Gemara doesn't even talk about that. The Gemara talks about either Svara or the Krav, Shachok, Macha, like...
Yeah, Rashi made this, it's a very nice Joshua.
Rashi says Ramza, I mean, it's a Remez.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Beis Yosef has a very strong point, and he doesn't take this literally. It's only Remez. Rashi admittedly says it's a Remez, and the Beis Yosef picks up on that. But for some reason, the Or Zeruah was drawn towards taking it quite seriously, even though there's no Chazal that actually created it. I'm not sure, but it's a strong kasha in the Or Zeruah, Ein Echanami. Now, this gets into the question of Yontif. What about Yontif? Is there a concept of being Somech Gula Tchila on Yontif? So certainly, according to the Beis Yosef, where on Shabbos there is an inyan of Somech Gula Tvila Kavachomer on Yontif, because Yontif is more of a Yom Tzara than Shabbos. But others argue, the Ramah argues, Ramah thinks that Yontif is considered a Yom Tzara, even though Shabbos is not a Yom Tzara, according to the Or Zeruah, Yontif is. So what's the reason why Yontif is a Yom Tzara, according to the Ramah? You have two different reasons. Right, so what the Ramah writes, and the Ramah himself, and Darach Moshe is a different svar, but the Ramah writes, because based on our Mishnah here in the Rosh Hashanah, he says, "Anias daiti nira dimashe ein kein b'yomtiv." Even though Shabbos is not a Yom Tzara, and we don't have to be somek gula tefila necessarily on Shabbos, Yomtiv is mishum shehem yimei hadin, kiditznam b'mishnah v'per kamad the Rosh Hashanah v'pesach altua, and so on. So it is considered a Yom Hadin according to the Ramah. Darach Moshe gives a different svar. What was his svar? Bakashos?
You can ask for.
Yeah, so we'll get to those nafkaminas. We have a chance, the additional nafkaminas. But in terms of what was the other svar? It's a weekday. Right, Thursday is Rosh Hashanah. Thursday is Sukkot. It's a weekday. What do we say for Shir Shayom? We don't say a special like Rosh Hashanah Shir Shayom. We don't say a special. It's a Yom Chamishi. So we see there's a certain element of Chol. Even that when he daven Yontif, you know, he daven for the Amud, there's no, we don't have the full Birchas Hashach, Birchas Kriyashima. We don't have the kill adon on a yontif. There's something different. Even when you daven, there's something strange about it. It's not quite a Shabbos, but certainly more than a regular weekday. There are different dinim in tefillah that indicate that yontif is a yontif that's on Thursday. It's yontif. It's a yontif on Thursday. It's a yontif on a Wednesday. So there's certain elements that make it a chol. And for that reason, says the Darach Moshe, it's really a yom tzar. It's really a yom chol. So is it because it's really yom chol be'etzem? It's a Thursday that happens to have a yontif on it? Or because even Yontif itself, even if you want to say Yontif takes over Thursday, it's no longer Thursday, it's a Yontif. Even that element of Yontif is Yemei Hadin. So what's the Nafkamina? So the Nafkamina is what you saw in the Tilul David, if Yontif falls out on Shabbos. if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, or if Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. So according to the Darchei Moshe, well, then it wouldn't be a Yom Tzara, because only when Sukkot is on Thursday, he says Yom Chamishi, it's a Thursday. But when it falls out on Shabbos, Shabbos isn't a Yom Tzara. So therefore, you would not have to be Samech Gula Tefillah if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, if it's about what is the day itself, the day of the week. But if you assume Yimei Hadin, that Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach, whenever it falls out, we're certainly being judged on those days, whether it's a Thursday or a Shabbos, so then it's Yom Hadin, so then it would be considered a Yom Tzara, even if it falls out on Shabbos. And that's what the Tilo David goes through, whether or not Samech Gula Tefillah is relevant when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. So now, Pini pointed out, another nafkamina, whether you could be Mavakish, whether you ask Bakashos on Yom Tov. So how does that fit in, just to make it clear?
I don't even think that was a point I was trying to make.
Oh, no? Okay.
Well, I was just thinking that if you could ask for Bakashos, then it's sort of like the Yom Tzara, where you need Gula, right? You have to be Gula Tefillah, because there's an Indian of asking for something, needing something.
Right, so I think that's exactly the point. In other words, if it is a Yom Tzara, so then you could ask for Bakashos. So on Shabbos, we don't ask Bakashos, right? That's what I brought the last halach in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Pei Zayin about Anichem Aveilim and Bikur Cholim. The din is you're allowed to be Mevaker Chola on Shabbos. I discussed it last week on Thursday, what that inin is, but you can't daven. You can't daven for the Bikur Cholim. One of the elements of Bikur Cholim is davening for the Chola. But when you go Mevaker Cholim, the three basic ideas of fulfilling Bikur Cholim is, number one, is caring for the Chola if he needs help. Another element is asking how he's doing, just to sing emotionally. And thirdly is davening for the person. There's a fourth element that some Rishonim talk about, is inspiring him to do tshuva. But the three basic elements are davening for him, taking care of his physical needs, and his mental needs, giving him some hope. So it's Shabbos, you can't daven for him. So all you do is, Shulchan Aruch points out, based on the Gemara, he says, Lo yomar lo kederach shomer lo b'chol. Don't tell the chola what you would say on a weekday. Ella omer lo Shabbosi melizok refur kova lovo. So Shabbos is melizok. I can't daven zaka. I can't daven, but the refur will come close. Shabbos is a certain element of refur, so you'll be fine. But no bakashos. So what about yeah?
Don't do that.
Ah, so now, so what's Yom Tov? What's it done by Yom Tov? Same thing. Shabbos, right? Yom Tov melizok. Same exact thing. But the truth is, it's really a discussion in the Achronim whether or not that does apply to Yom Tov. L'maisa, we do say the same thing, you're right. So the Dirshu quotes some of the Achronim here. He says that, he quotes that the same thing, that when you come to Yom Tov, you say Yom Tov Himilizok. But he quotes some others that say you don't have to say Yom Tov Himilizok, because Yom Tov is more makil with regards to Bakashos. One of the riots he brings here is that we say that long when we take out the Sefer Torah, right before Brich Shmei, we say Ribono Shalom. It's a tefillah. That's a bakasha. So how can you? What we don't say exactly. Shabbos we don't say, but on a Yom Tov we do say the bakasha. So
even if it's a Yom Tov that falls on Shabbos, you don't say.
Is it? No, I thought if Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, we don't say it.
We don't.
Right? We don't say exactly. We don't say it. So Shabbos takes over. So there are some number of steers. You have to kind of figure. I don't know the answers to them. But on one hand, like Eli said, we say Yom Tov mihlizok. We don't daven on Yom Tov, but we say the Ribono Shel Olam. So there are steers of when we do daven, when we don't say bakashas on Yom Tov. It's a different. We said the Zachein L'chaim, Michamocha, all those are bakashos in the first three brachas and the last three brachas, which are not places of bakashos. And the answer they explain there is because Aser Yisrael Tshuva, the nature of tefillah is different. These are days of tefillah, so we could break all the rules just to ask bakasha wherever and when. Share malos before baruchu. We never mafsik between yishtabach and baruchu. So those 10 days break all the rules of tefillah. We try to ask whatever we can. But here, when it comes to Yom Tov, like Eli pointed out, is that on one hand we say Yom Tov Milizok, yet on the other hand we say Ribono Shel Olam, and we can ask Bakashos. Certainly, the post can point at Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and we daven. These are big days of Tefillah. Are you allowed to daven for personal Tefillahs, Bakashos, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Mm-hmm. So yeah, you can. But Shabbos, you certainly can. You don't add anything Shabbos by before Yul Ratzon. You don't say anything special. You can't ask anything personal. But Yom Tov, you can. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, certainly you can. And Poskim say, same holds true of the Shlosh Regalim as well. Shlosh Regalim, you shouldn't ask, no, but we're being judged based on this Mishnah, the Yizimiyadin. Pesach on the Tefillah and Shavuos and the Peres Ilan and Sukkos on the Mayim and certainly Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And therefore we see that there are elements of Yom Tzara or Eis Tzara on the Yom Tovim as well. So what comes out from all this is, before I just wrap it up, back to the Yom Tzara, Eis Tzara question, is that on Shabbos, it seems that there's a discussion in Machlokas whether that Shabbos is a Yom Tzara or not a Yom Tzara. And that's based on the Ruach thought that it was not an Eis Tzara, and therefore it would be no Somech Gula Trila on Shabbos, and you couldn't ask Bakashos, while the Beis Yosef felt that was only a Remes, and really Shabbos can be considered a Yom Tzara, and Somech Gula Trila would be necessary. And then we got into a discussion about Yom Tif, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and so on, whether that's considered Yom Tzara or not. So I think we could come back and then answer the following. We start off with saying the question, or asking the question, that the Rambam felt that there's a mitzvah deraisa to daven every single day. The Rabban says it's an Eis Tzara only. Only an Eis Tzara, which happens once in a while, however frequently an Eis Tzara comes. But Soloveitchik felt that every single day is an Eis Tzara. Every single day, even though we may not feel it, we may not know it, who knows what type of dangers could present themselves to us. By us davening, Hashem protects us from everything. We have health, and we have parnasa, and we have happiness, and we have everything we need. So every day is an Eis Tzara. We said, but Shabbos, according to Ur Zeruah, is not a Yom Tzara. You can't daven Bakashas. So is there no Kim Deraisa of tefillah for the Rambam on Shabbos? So I think the answer is, it's an Eis Tzara, it's not a Yom Tzara. It's an Eis Tzara that you and I still need everything we need. But it's not a Yom Tzara that we can't turn into a day of Bakashas. But so, same thing, Bikur Cholom. When we come to Bikur Cholom, we say, Shabbos imilazok, v'refuah krova lava. We don't have to ask for refuah on Shabbos. Shabbos itself is a day of refuah. We need refuah, we don't need to ask for it. The asking, it comes without us asking. Shabbos, it's a krova hi lava, refuah krova hi vo, it's going to come automatically. So just like Shabbos is a place, it's a mayan, it's a wellspring of refuah, it's a wellspring of all our Bakashas. The idea of not asking Bakashas on Shabbos is not because it's inappropriate for Shabbos. It's because you don't need to ask. It comes. The tefillah is already there. Hashem is already providing everything we need on Shabbos. Shabbos is the time. That's why, again, I mentioned last week, sorry for the repeats, those who were there, but why can't you do refuah on Shabbos? It's also do refuah on Shabbos. The pashup shot is because you might come to grind the... Nowadays, anyone here ever make their own medicine? Anyone here? No one grinds. But it's still also to do refuah on Shabbos. Why not? Because the idea is that not that refuah is also because you might come to grind. Now that's certainly part of it, but there's always a deeper meaning. You don't need to do refuah on Shabbos. There's a certain refuah that takes place on Shabbos automatically. Shabbos is a time of the source of refuah. It's the source of all bracha. So too, it's the source of all the brachas of parnasa and the source of simcha and the source of everything else you need. And that's why, yes, it's an esara, but you don't have to ask for it. And you shouldn't ask for it. You should show with your bitachon that you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to grant you everything you need on Shabbos, even without you having to ask for it. And therefore, it is called an Eitzara, and by davening, just stam davening, even for the Rambam, I think would still be a kiyum, even though it's not called a Yom Tzara. Okay, we'll stop here. I assume I'll speak to Leon. I didn't see him all week, but I assume he's going to give shiur next week. Otherwise, I'll give shiur next week, and we'll go by there in the Gemara.